I'd like to thank the organizers for bringing me here, especially Misha Jampolsky and Misha Ljubic. And who is the other organizer? Anyhow, I'd like to thank him too. Anyhow, so I'm making a slight adjustment of the title, and you'll see why. So this is sort of a survey talk to say what pruning is and what it has done and maybe what will do in the future. So the problem we're trying to address here is to give a topological description of families of two-dimensional dynamical systems. So I guess in this room, sort of everybody has, you know, more or less followed this history of dynamics, you know, for the past couple decades, and there's this enormous interest in families of maps of the interval, like these. 30 years ago or more, and there's several aspects of such families. For example, the family F A of X equals A minus X squared for A varying, and so such families, are known to have very interesting dynamic behavior as the parameter A varies, and there was much effort done in, you know, kind of describing, giving a description of how it is that, you know, dynamics gets created in such families and what it is that happens as the parameter A passes from some small value where the dynamics is sort of uninteresting to a large parameter value A for which the dynamics is very rich, and we have a map such like this, which is known to have, you know, topological positive topological entropy, periodic orbits of all periods, and etc. So this story is very rich and quite complete, and people at some point, not much after the one-dimensional story started to be developed, they started thinking also about the two-dimensional version of such systems. So and Marco was speaking about Hanon maps, and there's this Hanon family, which was introduced in the 70s, AB, the family of two-dimensional diffeomorphisms of R2, which depend on two parameters, A and B. And one example of way of writing it is this. And this Hanon family has many analogous features to its one-dimensional sort of counterpart. Notice that if epsilon is equal to zero, well, B is equal to epsilon. If epsilon is equal to zero, this family actually reduces to the one-dimensional family. And if epsilon is not equal to zero, this is actually a diffeomorphism of R2, which, as the parameters vary, as if you, for example, fix epsilon to be some small parameter value and vary A, then this family here goes through pictures which look very much like these ones here. So in particular, there's an invariant, just like here there's an invariant interval. For the Hanon family, there's an invariant square, and the map looks much like a unimodal map. It's something like this. And in fact, so I should perhaps draw these according to size of A. So for A very small, you have something like this. And if you think about it for a little bit, you see that there's no dynamics. So for A small, no dynamics, no dynamics. Perhaps there's one fixed point and everything gets attracted to it, or perhaps, depending on what kind of family you choose here, all the points get shoved off to minus infinity. So for A large, the situation is like this. And then for A large, you have a full horseshoe, in which case there's a Cantor set worth of points here which remain invariant under the map, and there's periodic orbits of all periods, there's positive topological entropy and all that. And for intermediate values of A, the picture looks again so similar to something around here in the unimodal family. And not much to this day is known about such types of situation. And what pruning was introduced for was to try and give a description of what the topological possibilities of these families are. So Zhitanovich introduced pruning. Zhitanovich introduced pruning in the 80s. Introduced pruning to describe the topology of the Hanon family. Zhitanovich is a physicist. He was interested in producing models that allowed him to describe what periodic orbits existed for certain Hanon maps, and then he had this idea that I'll describe, but anyhow, so then of how to go about describing the dynamics of such maps, and then he put this in the computer and noticed that, you know, his models indeed were quite good at predicting what kinds of periodic orbits were there, what kind of topological entropy the map had, and etc. And let me perhaps use this a little bit. So you see, can you see? So this is the Hanon family. I got this out of a book by York, I think. And so for large value of A here, and for so he fixed the parameter B or epsilon there to be something like 0.3. And for large A, large here means 4 or something, then there's the picture you see here is a horseshoe. It's that horseshoe there. There's a Cantor set of points which remain invariant. And you know, things are topologically conjugate to the horseshoe there. But that's not what we care about is what we like to describe are maps such as this one here. This is the Hanon, the parameter values that Hanon himself sort of introduced and suggested that this was a strange attractor. And I don't have blow-ups of this, but I mean the situation here is not quite as clear as it was in the horseshoe. There's one picture here which I find quite interesting. So this is the kind of picture that would be interesting to be able to describe somehow. Now, so what is it that I mean by describing such a picture, right? We can look at it, we can think it's nice, but so then let me say what pruning is. So let me actually state the problem here. So the problem is to give a complete, well, a description for all the logical possibilities of maps in the Hanon family. In particular, describe in somehow be able to describe this picture here. So these are stable and unstable manifolds of a certain fixed point in the Hanon. This actually is orientation reversing, doesn't matter much, but so describe this picture here somehow. So what I'll sort of propose here is some sort of attempted solution to this problem is the following. We'll sort of describe a way of constructing a family of maps which should have enough. So these models will be constructed by hand, so to speak. We construct them. And we should be able to have for each map in the Hanon family, there should be one model in my model family which describes it. Okay? So these models are obtained by pruning. And so what is pruning? So the setup here is the following. So we start with F is a homeomorphism of R2. Homeomorphism. I assume it to be uniformly continuous, this technical uniformly continuous. And we, so I'll give a definition here. So a pruning disk for F is a topological disk D, such that, so let me draw a picture here. So this is my topological disk D. I've drawn it in such a way as to, so the important pieces of information about this disk D is that its boundary is divided up into two arcs. So the boundary of D is divided up into two arcs which meet their endpoints. And these two arcs have the following properties, that future images of the arc that I'm calling C, C is for contracting. So the idea is that C will, it's trying to be a segment of stable manifold, and E is trying to be a piece of unstable manifold, but I have to deal with homeomorphisms in order to state the theorem, can stay in the category of differentiable maps, so that's why I'm talking. I'm not saying that this is a stable manifold because it may not make sense to talk about stable manifolds. Now, so C is for contracting and E is for expanding. So future images of C do not intersect the interior of D. And past images of E do not intersect the interior of the disk. And if this happens, then there's a theorem that goes with this definition, which is the following. Theorem, there exists an isotopy of F. So we start with some homeomorphism. This homeomorphism, well, I'll say what it's going to be. It's going to be the horseshoe, say. And but in any case, so it starts with a homeomorphism and a pruning disk, a disk like this. So there's an isotopy of F supported on D, actually the interior of D, and all its images and pre-images, so the union for N and Z. So in the orbit of the interior of this disk, such that if F sub D denotes the map at the end of the isotopy, then all points in the interior of D, are wandering under F sub D. In other words, so if you find a pruning disk for a homeomorphism, you can deform your homeomorphism by an isotopy, and this isotopy is only allowed to move points in the interior of your pruning disk and its images and pre-images, so that that is outside of this pruning disk, you know, the map stays the same. And then in the interior, you do this isotopy so as to kill all dynamics, periodic points, recurrent points. I see some faces like this. What the hell am I saying? Anybody want to ask this? Anyhow, so the idea is that so if you find a pruning disk for a homeomorphism, you can kill the dynamics inside. So let me give an example so that. So here's so no, not at all. No. I'm saying that all points are wandering under not doesn't become a wandering domain. Yes. Yeah, you can. Yeah. This would be an overkill. Yeah. It took some 50 pages to prove this. So for that, you could. So here's an example. So you start with the horseshoe map. So the horseshoe is this map that takes this square, squeezes vertically, stretches horizontally, and bends like this. So this point here goes to here, so you can cap this off with two half disks like this, so that this half disk goes up here and this other half disk goes up here. Put an attracting fixed point here and then make the map linear inside of the square. So the square gets, you know, you squeeze this by a third, say, stretch by three, and then bend map like this. And the horseshoe's got this sort of invariant Cantor set here. Periodic orbits of all periods, and da 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 da. So there are two fixed points in the horseshoe that we know and love. There's one here, which is the one that Marco was talking about in the Hanon family previous talk. And there's another one, which usually has another color, but. So there's another one over here. And these points, this map is very hyperbolic. Stable and unstable manifolds. So we can take, for example, the stable and unstable manifolds of this point here. I mean, this is just an example there. And this disk here, D, is a pruning disk according to this definition. It's very easy to check, actually, because future images, so because this is a fixed point, future images of this arc just get mapped inside of it, so don't intersect the interior, and the same thing happens for the side E in the past. Right? So this disk has the property, and is a pruning disk, and then the theorem says that, okay, so now we can do an isotopy of the horseshoe, that only deforms the horseshoe inside of this disk, and then it kills all of the dynamics that live in here, so there's a lot of this Cantor set that's here and here. And so after, at the end of this isotope, you have killed exactly all the periodic orbits that lived inside of this disk and did not do anything whatsoever to the complement of the disk. Okay? So that's one example, and there, I mean, you can, well, anyhow, so any periodic point that you find here will probably produce a pruning disk much like this one, and there are many, many other pruning disks for the horseshoe. So the idea now is the following. So I'll start, so you see, at the end of the Hanon family, we had, I mentioned this, we had a full horseshoe. So that's for A large. Large means 4.2, according to York, apparently. So you have a full horseshoe here. So, and Zvitanovich's idea was this, that, so let's think of the Hanon family sort of going the other way. Think of it sort of starting with A large, and then, you know, taking A down. So what happens is that, you know, you see these stable, unstable manifolds just start to uncross. And, you know, and in this process, you start losing periodic orbits up until, it, you know, for A very small, you've lost all the periodic orbits. So pruning, as stated by the theorem here, does this, right? I mean, if you find a pruning disk, you go in here and you do this, your isotopy, and you kill all the dynamics in here. So, you know, I'm not saying how you prove this theorem, but you can actually check that what you're doing is uncrossing these stable and unstable manifolds in the process of, you know, as you perform this isotopy. Right? So what we're going to do then is this, is to now look at the full horseshoe, which is like the model where all the periodic orbits are, the end of the story, so to speak, and then start constructing prunings of it and consider the family of all possible prunings. So, no. Well, usually not by this theorem. I mean, you may be able to construct it, but that depends very much on what D is. Okay, so then we consider the following. So F will now be the horseshoe, this horseshoe over there. And I'll define here the pruning family, which is the following thing, is the closure. So the closure of the set of all F sub D1, D2, D3, etc., Dn, where Dj is a pruning disk for F D1, D2, etc., Dj minus 1. Right? That is, you just take the horseshoe, find a pruning disk where it pruned away, that is, do this theorem, then find a pruning disk for the resulting map, prune it away, and go on, do any finite sequence of such prunings, and then take the closure in the C0 topology of all maps that you've obtained by these finite prunings of the horseshoe. Okay, so this produces a family of homeomorphisms of the plane. So I can now state a conjectural solution to this problem. So the pruning front conjecture, a pruning front is just a collection of pruning disks. I mean, this would be sort of a pruning front conjecture. So the pruning family contains the Hanon family for all AB. Right. Right. Well, you know, I would love to be able to do this, right? I mean, you give me an on-map, and then I go home, and I produce finitely many pruning disks that realize it. So this is a conjecture because it's not a theorem. If it were a theorem, I'd have to have a way of doing this. I don't. Well, yeah, I don't know. If there would be a proof, there would be a proof. I don't know. But I mean, so this is a conjecture. It could be much more specific. I mean, you could say, well, given a Hanon map, you should be able to construct some sequence. Which are not in the pruning family. Not in the Hanon family, no. And I'm... do you want to try again? I'm not very smart when I'm speaking, so. So you'd like to have a specific sort of way of constructing the pruning front, is that it? So, right. I don't. No, you see, in the unimodal family, so the answer to this question is complete. Not only are you capable of constructing all the models, but you're also capable of telling exactly which model is a model for which map, right? I mean, given a map, there is a way of telling which model is a model for that map. And you do that by looking at the sequence of the critical value. But there's no such thing in the realm of homeomorphism. There's no critical point here. It's kind of a tricky business to start looking for what the pruning disk ought to be. I don't know how to do this in general. So notice also that if this is true, well, in any case, there are many, many maps in PF which are not in AB. So this family here actually depends on infinitely many parameters. So these disks here, you find finitely many of them, but you can choose them, you know, independently. And whereas this family here depends on only two parameters. So if this inclusion here is actually the case, then, nonetheless, this is an infinite dimensional space, whereas this is just a two-dimensional slice of it. Right? So, that's right. Yeah. Oh, these are topological. These are topological models only. I mean, I'm not making any claims about these. So this is up to topological conjugacy. Okay, so up to topological semi-conjugacy. Is that better? And in fact, you may have to do, so there are many statements that you can do here. You may have to do a semi-conjugacy here, another one here. So this is just some sort of flavor of what ought to be, right? So let me... what time should I stop? What time is Pfefferman starting? Okay, so I'll keep going till. Okay. All right. So let me say what I can do I've already admitted that I cannot prove this, right? It's a conjecture. So let me say what pruning is good for. Okay, so one thing that so there's a theorem that is also a bit stated loosely here, and the precise version is, the loose version is mine alone, the precise one is due to me and Toby Hall. It's that, so now I'll start with, I'll be talking only about the horseshoe, even though I could be, you know, this pruning business goes through for surface homeomorphisms. There's, you know, other things that you can talk about here, but let's just stick with the horseshoe and the sphere, right, or the plane. So pruned maps are maps in the pruning family, correspond to endomorphisms of one-dimensional, of trees, actually, of trees. So what I mean to say is this, is that, so let me say this about the horseshoe already. So if you do the horseshoe as I said we would linearly inside of the square, there's actually an obvious quotient you can take here, which is the following. You squeeze down to a point all of the vertical lines inside of the square, and this produces a segment, an interval, and then because I've done this horseshoe linear inside of the square, you can actually squeeze these blobs down to the endpoints of this interval, and in fact the map projects to a map of the interval, like so. And this is our good old friend, this unimodal map that goes all the way to the top of the box, okay? So in fact, every pruning map in this family here has a one-dimensional model, just like the horseshoe has, except that the space may become a lot more complicated. So for example, here's one map that, so there's a, so one possible quotient of prune maps is so the space is a triod, and this A, B, C, and this is F of A, F of B, and F of C. This is F sub D. There's a pruning involved here. And there's a whole family, sort of an uncountable family of such trees and such endomorphisms that correspond, that are quotients of prune maps. And in this way, so one thing that might be worth mentioning is that, so there are prunings of the horseshoe that actually, so via this projection here, produce a full unimodal family just as in dimension one. So these, the disks here that are vertical and go all the way from the top to the bottom of the horseshoe, so these guys such as this here are pruning disks. They satisfy the definition. And if you prune one of them away, what you produce from the quotient is a map which you've cut off the tip here. And so if you do this family of prunings, pruning, you know, bigger and bigger to the left, pruning discs that go to the from the top to the bottom of the horseshoe, what you produce is a full unimodal family that goes like this. Okay? No? So we'll take 10 lectures for me to. Anyhow, so project to endomorphisms of trees. You project down to one tree. I'm not saying that I can obtain all tree maps by this process. You could have much more complicated trees. You could have even infinite trees. But anyhow, so every prune map maps down to an endomorphism of some one-dimensional space. It might be an infinite tree. Okay? And for each one, each one pruning that you do, and you project down to a one-dimensional endomorphism, just like the horseshoe projects to here, produces actually a family, which is much like a full family of unimodal maps. So for example, if you do these full prunings of the horseshoe, you obtain the full unimodal family of the interval. But if you do this pruning here, then you can start, cutting off these tips, and you produce a full family of endomorphisms of trees, of this triad here. And just like triads, there are many other maps, and you can produce many, many full unimodal families, except that these unimodal families don't live on the interval anymore. They live on more general trees. So this shows that this pruning family actually contains, well, lots of unimodal-like families, right? In particular, it has uncountably many different dynamical systems, because each one of these unimodal families has uncountably many different dynamical systems. So this is one thing that you can do, and out of this, a few things have also come. So we were able to. This is again a theorem of Toby Hall. So the pruning family PF contains. Well, so let me state. This is sort of a corollary. Let me state. So there, it is possible to prove Thurston's classification theorem for surface homeos up to isotropy algorithmically. Using pruning. So I'm not going to say what Thurston's theorem is, but in any case, there's a theorem due to Thurston that says, in particular, that if you find any finite invariant set, say a periodic orbit of the horseshoe or of any map, and you look at the isotropy class of the horseshoe, or the map that contains this periodic orbit, in the complement of this finite orbit, then there's a canonical representative in that isotropy class, which is of one of three types. And what this theorem is saying is that given any finite invariant set, say of the horseshoe, but this is more general, there exists an algorithmic way of finding pruning disks, so that after pruning finitely many times, what you have is this Thurston canonical representative. So Thurston says that there is a canonical representative in the isotropy class. So pruning says that you can actually find it algorithmically finding these pruning disks. Okay? And as a corollary, say again? I'm pruning, say, start with the horseshoe. You can start with any, say, axiom A map, any map that goes completely across. Yes. Okay. It could be surfaces, but anyhow, stick with a disk. So, and then put your fingers at some finite orbit, and then there is a way of pruning so that what the end map is the Thurston map in that isotropy class. So the corollary here is the pruning family contains the family of Thurston, canonical representatives. So, well, that argument shows that the pruning family contains many unimodal families on lots of different kinds of trees. This corollary here shows that the pruning family contains this family of Thurston maps, and these Thurston maps, they depend on finite amount of data, so this is a countable family. And yet it's a sort of a structural family that sort of is there. So I have theorem. Thurston classification theorem. Anyhow. So let me see what else. So I guess, I mean, one thing I should have said is that, so there's a proof of the pruning front conjecture for the Lozi family, which is due to Ishii. So let me say this here. So Ishii proved PFC in a different form for the Lozi family. But this PFC that he proved for the Lozi family is adapted to the Lozi family, which is piecewise linear. And it's got a different flavor from what I'm talking about here. So there's one more thing that has come out of all this too, which is, I'll say it briefly, is that, so Pruny sort of led to a conjecture, but this is not as bad a conjecture as that. This is a quasi-theorem about orbit, periodic orbit implication, in 2D. So in dimension one, this periodic orbit implication, there's a nice, beautiful, rich theory that the Sharkovsky's theorem. There's a lot known, pretty much everything is known, I suppose, about implication of periodic orbits in dimension one. The presence of one periodic orbit implies the presence of many others, infinitely many others. Period three implies chaos and all that. In dimension two, this theory is a little more subtle because, well, just the specification of the periodic orbits is a little trickier. So period alone, for example, does not specify periodic orbit in period. Well, it doesn't specify it well enough to produce a theory, right? So in the disk, you can just, you know, put whatever periods, 3, 5, 7, you know, whatever you want, and then construct a disk homeomorphism that has exactly those periods and nothing else. So in dimension two, you have to be more specific. I mean, you have to use more information to describe periodic orbits. And that is also related to Thurston's theory here. You use the break type, the isotopic class, rel, that periodic orbit, and that produces a rich theory. And then this story about pruning has led to a quite, anyhow, so it should be a theorem, except that I haven't written it down. But So I think I'm going to end this talk with making a conjecture here. So, sure. Well, PFC will be proved for infinitely normalizable, analyzable, and on maps before too long. So, as you know, Misha pointed out, it's not So even if I could actually prove this right now, I wouldn't be able to talk about it, because actually, so some people have seen my pictures. I have these incredibly complicated pictures, and it's not very clear how to describe a method for picking out disks, right? So that's what, and it's not a proof yet, but I conjecture it will be one before. Depends on my son. Okay, thanks very much.